All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so a ton of football to discuss. Some of it involves the Lions. Made a couple of hires. We want to get to that. And, hell, I'll ask Dave his opinion of the weekend as well. Dave Burkett, Lions beat writer, joins us. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with the fun stuff before we get depressed. What I'd asked everybody their biggest takeaway from the divisional round. What is yours?
Ooh, biggest takeaway. Well, I think two things. First of all, give Pat Mahomes credit for that comeback, and maybe blame Bill O'Brien for that too a little bit, right? Because Mahomes was great, but I don't know how you squander a 24-point lead.
Not that quick. That, I mean, they squandered it in 3 minutes.
It was amazing watching that thing unfold. And I know a lot of people were bagging on, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Look, they had a bad game. Nothing went right for them. But I'm not down on Lamar. I still think he's a stud. And, everyone's entitled to a bad night. So I don't come away from that thinking that he's a fraud or anything. I still think he's going to be in it for the long haul. I'm just disappointed we didn't get a Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes showdown in the AFC Championship game. So that's one. And then, Mike, two. I think the 49ers are legit, man.
Yep.
I mean, obviously that record says it too, but the job that Robert Saleh did on defense and really that whole team, the way that they played that game the other day, I think they got right now, I would think that it's going to be the 49ers against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they've got every right to win it. The pass rush with D Ford is different than without him.
Amazing. Yep.
And the O-line for them to line up in a playoff game and go 13 straight plays on the ground and just pound on the Vikings. You can't fake that.
Hey, look, I think, most people probably thought the 49ers were winning that game, but you're right. The way that they just handled business and that never seemed in doubt because of the way they played on both lines, both fronts, and winning football that way. That's the recipe for winning in the playoffs, and they certainly can do that.
All right, Lions hire defensive coordinator. I know the quote that's going to kill this hire, fairly or unfairly, is Matt Patricia, quote, hires good friend Corey Unlin. What do we know about Corey Unlin? Let's start there. And how deep does their relationship go or not go?
Well, they certainly are very close. I mean, I talked to a couple of people that, have known Corey for, back since college. And, they all say that he's held Matt Patricia in extremely high regard. And, really that relationship started. They both came into the NFL together. They were both very low-level assistants on Bill Belichick's staff. So they were, working 20-hour days together, just doing all the grunt work. And that's, how that relationship was formed. And, Corey went off the next year and he worked for Romeo Crennel. Matt Patricia had a chance to go work for Romeo, I believe. So there was, those guys have been very tight for a long time. But look, I mean, that's how it happens in the NFL. That's how it happens in life a lot of times, right? Is that you're hiring people people you trust, people you're friends with. So I wouldn't kill, the hire just because of that. I think, from the people that I've spoken with, Corey seems like he's a very bright guy. Players seem to have respected him. It's probably, Mike, how it is in these situations, right? A lot of people are vouching for you. That's why you're getting these jobs. It's not like people are coming out of the woodwork to say this guy's a bad guy. But right. I would say, Corey is, it's still going to be Matt Patricia's defense, but Corey has, he's been influenced by Jim Schwartz. Maybe you see a little more blitzing. He's been influenced by Jack Del Rio, obviously the Bill Belichick tree. So it's not, even though I don't think many people knew the name, and even us, here on this side, as we're trying to sniff things out, it's not a name that I don't think many of us were very familiar with, but I think it does check off a lot of the boxes that the Lions wanted that defensive coordinator position.
All right, so Dave, then here's the next question, and I'm always skeptical when you have, a coach in trouble or a coach under an ultimatum. I think it's really hard to make quality hires because assistants with runway, with career trajectory, are not going to touch those jobs. But here's the question. In Philly, and I've seen it a couple of places, there was a chance that if Schwartz got a gig, he was going to be the Eagles defensive coordinator. So kind of what is your opinion or what have you heard about this guy's prospects? And then really,
yeah,
why would he take this job? Is Patricia's security better than we realize?
No, I don't think that's it. I think, you know, because you're right, Mike, I think not just in Philly, you know, one of his friends I talked to today said that, you know, he wouldn't tell me what jobs, but he said he's had an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator in the past a couple times, both in opportunities that have materialized and other ones that, you know, hey, if this coach gets this job, you're going to be my guy. So maybe ones that didn't. But I don't think this wasn't like this is his only shot to be a DC and that's why he went. This was about Matt Patricia. I sort of asked, you know, his friend that what was it about this, that this was the right opportunity. You know, the story that I'm writing right now that'll be up on freak.com later, he said he was talking with Corey over the summer just about, you know, opportunities. I know I deserve it, but, you know, he said that, you know, that came up, like Corey just wasn't pressing it. He knew this opportunity would come along at some right. point, an opportunity like this. And really it was about the relationship that he has with Matt Patricia and the belief that he has in Matt Patricia as a head coach, that's why this was the right opportunity for him.
So I saw something this weekend, and again, fair or unfair, we're heading rapidly towards free agency and, you know, the draft will be here right around the corner, but it was kind of sad. Pick 45 of the 2016 draft, the Titans select Derrick Henry. Pick number 46, the Lions select A'shaun Robinson. Pick 47, the Saints select Michael Thomas. One of these things is not like the other. But you know, it was also written in the paper, you have a belief A'shaun is going to leave via free agency, which makes it even more damning, no?
It's quite the draft sandwich, right? To be in between those two offensive studs right now, and especially, I guess, with Mike Thomas going after him. I mean, look, you know, Derrick Henry at the time, certainly the Lions have long needed a running back, but, you know, they had just drafted Ameer Abdullah, I think it was the year before, and so maybe they were rolling with some of that. Doesn't look good regardless. But, yeah, will A'shaun be back? There's 2 months before that plays out. But I'd never got the sense, really, that he was a Matt Patricia sort of guy.
Dave, the other thing, too, is like outside of two games that come to my mind, including the Green Bay game, he had two games where I went, wow, the light's starting to come on. And then the rest of the season, I didn't even know if he was out there.
No, you're right. I thought he played. He got off to a good start when they were, you know, a little bit shorthanded on that defensive line and when guys were sort of working their way back from injury. But then he sort of disappeared in the second half of the season. Wasn't the same. Didn't make the same sort of splash plays, I guess, that he had made the year before or early in the season. And then to finish the season the way he did, not playing the last three games, I think it was. He did have a nice game against Minnesota, a productive game against Minnesota, I guess, late. But I think there was a big lull there, in the middle of the season where he didn't get anything done. And the defensive line was such a disappointment. I think there's going to be a lot of turnover on that defensive line this year. And A'shaun being one of the guys that I think the Lions will be out there canvassing the free agent market, the draft, everything, looking for his replacement.
Just real quick, because you brought it up about that position group, odds that Snacks kind of means exactly what he said and retires. We know Daniels is gone. That was a waste of money. A'shaun probably gone. Is Snacks not going to be with this team?
Well, I think he's definitely serious about considering it, whether he, you know, ultimately makes that decision. We should find out here in the next couple weeks, you know, month and a half or so. There's no doubt that, you know, he was dealing with some things this year, and, you know, I've equated it to Kelvin Johnson in a way, right? Where when Kelvin was at the end, he could still play, but he didn't want to deal with the injuries, and he didn't want to be, not be able to play at the level that he was used to playing at. And I think it's the same thing with Snacks, that this was such a rough year for him. He had the groin, he had the, I think it was a shoulder. I think there's a whole bunch of things that he was dealing with, and to not be able to play at the level that he was used to playing at, I think that gets frustrating for some of these elite athletes. So, yeah, he's certainly considering it, whether that pans out or not. I think, you know, that's what he's figuring out with his
family. Give me a 51-49 lean one way or the other.
You know, I'll say this. You know, the Lions made Kelvin Johnson pay back money. They made Barry Sanders pay back money. That could factor into the decision. So I'd say 49% that he's gone, 51% that he comes back.
So they give this guy his money. He goes out as an awful year, then contemplates retirement, then potentially comes back 1 foot out the door just to get paid. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I haven't talked to
no, no,
about this by any means, but, you know, I just – I think at the end of the day, you know, if you're human and you know, by all accounts, I think he's, you know, been good with his money. I think that's something that he's talked about before, being smart with his money. But, you know, look, if you're going to have to pay back, you know, a couple million dollars or whatever, that doesn't sit well with anybody.
Dave, we will talk with you soon. It will soon transition to the word Tua quite a bit and Senior Bowl and the rest. We'll be in touch. Thanks again.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.
Talk to you, Dave. Dave Burkett, Free Press, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.